U.S. official says at least 40 people have been found dead inside a tractor trailer in a presumed migrant smuggling attempt in South Texas. The official says 15 others in the truck were taken to hospitals in San Antonio, where the bodies were found on Monday. The official spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because the information had not been authorized for public release. Ukrainian officials say scores of civilians were feared killed or injured after Russian missile strike hit a crowded shopping mall in the central city of Kremenchuk. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, called the number of victims unimaginable and labeled it a terrorist attack. He said more than 1,000 shoppers and staff were inside at the time of the attack. Zelensky stressed that the target presented no threat to the Russian army and had no strategic value. Late Monday, Ukraine's emergency services reported at least 16 people were dead and about 60 were wounded. Rescuers worked into the night to search for more victims. WNBA star Brittany Griner appeared in a court near Moscow that ordered her trial on cannabis possession charges to begin on Friday. It's about 4.5 months after she was arrested at an airport while returning to play for a Russian team. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Senior Biden administration officials have quietly traveled to Venezuela in the latest bid to rebuild relations with the South American oil giant. And investigators are still trying to surveil the scene of a deadly Amtrak train crash in which three people were killed. Dozens of others were injured on Monday. It occurred when an Amtrak passenger train traveling from Los Angeles to Chicago struck a dump truck and derailed in a remote rural area of the state of Missouri. At a news conference, the Corporal Justin Dunn of Missouri Highway Patrol said the investigation into the derailment is just beginning. The UN political chief is urging Libya's rival factions to agree on measures governing the transition to elections during talks in Geneva later in the week. Rosemary DiCarlo expressed hope this will lead to long-awaited voting at the earliest possible date. She told the UN Security Council Monday that during the talks in Cairo from June 12th to the 20th, the rivals reached a broad consensus on most of the contentious articles in the proposed 2017 constitution, which she called commendable. DiCarlo said the UN is encouraged that both sides accepted a UN invitation to meet on transition arrangements in Geneva on June 28th to the 29th. A court ruling is back in effect that blocks U.S. President Joe Biden from requiring federal employees to get vaccinated against COVID-19. A Texas-based federal judge had blocked the federal employee vaccine mandate in January, but a three-member panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans ruled the judge did not have jurisdiction and that employees opposed to the mandate should have pursued civil service remedies. Now, the full 17-member 5th Circuit Court has decided to take another look at the issue. That means the Texas judge's block on the mandate remains in effect. The U.S. House January 6 panel says it's calling a surprise hearing on Tuesday to present recently obtained evidence. The hearing comes after Congress left Washington for a two-week recess. Lawmakers on the panel investigating the 2021 insurrection said last week that there would be no more hearings until July. The subject of the hearings is still unclear. Spokesman for the panel declined to comment. Among other investigative evidence, the committee recently obtained new footage of former U.S. President Trump and his inner circle taken both before and after January 6th. Recapping our top story, a U.S. official says at least 40 people have been found dead inside a tractor trailer in a presumed migrant smuggling attempt in South Texas. The official says 15 others in the truck were taken to hospitals. The bodies were found on Monday. The official spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity.